This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as 93.7 FM, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet to satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. So we'll start with our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there in the 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center haulers getting the job done out there, getting all the packages and the mail delivered, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And don't forget our Amazon warehouse folks. Appreciate you guys and gals tuning in. And our Amazon drivers as well. Thanks a lot. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now from the northern tundra, where it's actually snowing. I don't think it's snowing where he's at, but north to him it is, and freezing rain too. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We've got the one and only Raw. See how I did that? Raw Edwards. I got a way I do that. I heard somebody do it one time, and they had that whatever was like that. Oh, I know who it was. It was Jeff. Remember Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Jeff. Okay.
Good morning.
Yes, it's all of that too. It's a good morning. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. It's warmer down here, thank God. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices, and we want you to understand that because we get it and we hope you get it. Now, I want to change something for just a second here. Every president and every vice president and every senator and every congressman has a chief of staff, correct?
Correct.
And one of the things that they're assigned is documenting things, storing things away, that sort of stuff, right?
That's what it's supposed to be, yeah.
Have you heard one word out of Ron Klain, the chief of staff for President Joe Biden, about any of this documentation stuff?
No. First of all, Captain, even before you get into further details, they should be coming down like bricks on Joe Biden because, as vice president, he was not supposed to be in possession of that stuff anyway.
That's
before
correct.
We even get started about what happened to them, why was he allowed to be in possession of so many of them or any of them?
That's correct. That would be up to Joe, up to his boss. Barack Obama should have known about it and didn't, so that's even worse.
Yeah, and the fact that he had them, and they're just almost blasé about it, and he's just getting every benefit of the doubt or whatever you want to call it, and how documents found in his home are being handled by the Department of Justice. But as we remember with Donald Trump, the FBI raided his house and tried to make an embarrassment out of him. And this is and when you look about into the details, Donald Trump had already been in contact with the FBI. They had told them that they had those documents.
Yeah.
And they told them, make sure that they're locked up and all that, and they were.
Yep.
And it turns out, with Joe Biden, the documents were what? On a floor, on a damp floor in his garage?
That's just in one location, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next to his beautiful Corvette.
Yep.
It's the only thing I like about that car, that guy, is his car. But what is very disturbing to constituents and to people in general is the unequal justice that's being meted about here. Trump, who was in regular discussions with the FBI, as I said a minute ago, on the archives at his Mar-a-Lago estate, was told to add locks to his basement closet. And also, when you look at the Trump estate, there are cameras all over the place, and so it's guarded, and so those documents were not in danger. But in the Biden situation, anyone could have gotten to those documents. And it's like they don't care because it's old Joe.
Well,
there's a triple standard here.
The person who was assigned and had the obligation to make sure that that was taken care of was Ron Klain. He did not do his job. Therefore, all eyes should be on him to begin with to understand who was coming in there, what was going on. And by the way, you cannot tell me the Secret Service did not know or did not keep a list, even if it was on a notepad, of who was coming and going.
Now, another theory that I heard was that those things were planted because when Joe Biden made the decision, well, he wants to run again, the Democrats, the powers that be, do not want him to run again, and this is supposed to be part of a setup to get him out of there.
I've heard the same thing, and I've also heard that this is from two administrations prior, and it was right when he was getting that money from the Ukraine and Russia.
Yep. Absolutely.
So,
I heard that too. Yep.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's Wednesday. I'm going to be in Lakewood Ranch for lunch. Maybe I'll see you.
Join the Captain, Matt Bruce, south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
When it comes to the founding of the United States of America, it may be shocking to most Christians today, but it was New England ministers who played a key role in rallying support for war against the tyranny of King George. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, ministers pressed their congregations to overthrow King George because they believed that rebellion against tyrants was obedience to God. From many pulpits, ministers recruited troops and strengthened them for battle. Those church leaders knew that the Bible places great emphasis on due submission to civil authorities, but they also noted that many passages approve resistance to ungodly authority. It is therefore no coincidence that one of the slogans of the American Revolutions was, "No king but King Jesus." Most of the patriots, including men of the cloth, found in their faith and in God's word the courage to risk their lives and properties in order to break the tyranny of an unjust human authority. The ministers of the Revolution understood that freedom and liberty emanate from freedom in Christ, and the principles emanated in the Word of God. I pray the ministers of today will stand for true liberty in Christ and in America. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and I'll tell you what, when you go over to the RonEdwards.com, you want to take a look at that display that's there of the Constitutional Grounds coffee. Now, if you go to the website, TheRonEdwards.com, you'll see that display there. And oh, by the way, I've got my iced coffee today because I've gone back to iced coffee now that it's warmed up. I was actually drinking hot coffee for several days, and it's good. I like it hot, but I like it better iced. So here we go. Let's see here. Oh, boy. Good stuff. Good stuff. And what I like about it is it's not acidic. That's my problem with coffee, is the acid in it and what it does to your stomach. Well, this doesn't do it. This coffee is very mild on your stomach, and it accomplishes what you want. And that's wakes you up, spice you up, and you just feel good about the day after you have a cup of Constitutional Grounds coffee. But don't forget, Constitutional Grounds can be bought over at the RonEdwards.com website. And while you're there, don't forget, because all the people like to say Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There's that masked man again. I'm telling you, he sneaks in here every day about this time when we do this. So there you go. All right, Mr.
Rick.
Yeah, you're right. Mr. Ron Edwards is with us, and we appreciate you dropping by to say hello and get some things done here. Let's move along here now, because at the beginning of the pandemic, there was an intentional push to share patents and information regarding the COVID magazines, or I'm sorry, medicines and vaccines, and pharmaceutical giants like Pfizer and Moderna instead sought to maximize their profits. Well, they saw the opportunity to make money, and that's what they did. Now, they pressured Twitter to censor users advocating for general low-cost vaccines.
They did that, and they also pressure Twitter and other social gathering places for information. They pressured them to, to deter others from speaking out in any manner concerning the coronavirus shots. And you had SARS, coronavirus B2, was also for the first time fully described. I think it was on January 10th of 2020. So far not possible to determine if and by whom patent applications were filed for respective vaccines. On that background, Captain, allegations that patents would be responsible for insufficient access to the vaccines, in particular in developing countries, have been found to be baseless, though. Even the key players are facing constraints caused by third-party patents, and legal disputes have been ongoing, especially at that time. And the bigger obstacle for worldwide equitable vaccine distribution, according to them, distribution seems to reside in know-how, transfer, and production capacities, as ramping up production required considerable efforts at that time.
Now, we know that military personnel from the United States and the Kingdom of Bahrain are beginning and have begun an exercise called Neon Defender off the coast of Bahrain. But something that's just as important is what's going on right now with the training of Ukraine forces. We have got the U.S. military's new expanded combat training for Ukrainian forces started in Germany on Sunday with the goal of getting a battalion of 500 troops back on the battlefield to fight against the Russians within the next 5 to 8 weeks. Now, that's wishful thinking, but we'll see how that works out. In addition, the weapons being shipped to Ukraine have been stepped up. They've already got 24 Challenger tanks on their way from Germany. We talked about this briefly. There will be some Bradleys from us. There will also be some Strikers from us, it looks like. And they were also trying to get some Challengers from us as well, because I understand the plan is to build up the tank force in Ukraine to 500 tanks.
Well, Captain, no matter what side of the aisle you are on, the reasons for the the conflict that's going on over there anyway, I think it is unwise for the United States to be involved. I don't think we should be shipping over military hardware to Ukraine for a variety of reasons. But I just don't think that we should not have a dog hunting in that particular situation. They're trying to escalate it for some reason. There have been voices to bring about at least some negotiations. Hey, let's try to scale things down. But for some reason, NATO and Ukraine, they just want to keep going, and they keep saying, give us more arms. Yet at the same time, the United States won't even protect their border. I just think we shouldn't be there, and it's going to bite us in the rear end in the future.
Well, it's already bitten us in the rear end because we weren't supposed to be there that long. The Ukrainian army was going to be a pushover, and they didn't expect what happened. So now they've stood up to the task so far, but they can't do it without beans and bullets and stuff and heavy equipment, and that's what it's all about. By the way, did you see that the Russians are now firing intercontinental ballistic missiles into apartment buildings?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people disagree with me, but I think that in the beginning the Russians were provoked. They busted through an agreement that they made back in the 1990s, I think. They had signed an agreement not to to deal with the, you know, get close to the border. NATO wasn't supposed to be getting closer. They did. And Ukraine had been tweaking, Mr. Putin, in my opinion, according to details that had been brought to my attention. And so we should be approaching it from that vantage point and letting Ukraine know, hey, wait a minute, there was provocations. Let's try to, you know, tone things down, because Putin is not going to back down whether he's having a stiff go of it right now or not. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And like I said, one of the reasons why it's going to get real worse, because we keep emboldening Ukraine with more of our stuff that we should be using to protect our border, and we're not doing it. And so it looks bass-ackwards to me. So, like I said, yes, you're right. It has bitten us in the butt. It's going to really bite us in the rear end bigly in the future, though. Much worse if we continue to screw around with this situation.
Well, these armaments that they're getting from us are coming out of our stockpile over there in the Middle East, where we left all that equipment behind from the Gulf War. So that's where it's coming from. Yeah, I'm positive.
Are you sure? Because a lot of that has been picked off and sold around the world. I mean, we just left that stuff.
No. I'm not talking about Afghanistan. I'm talking about in the desert of Kuwait. We've got thousands of pieces of equipment there, ranging from aircraft to helicopters to tanks to trucks to jeeps to whatever, that we left behind because you couldn't just bring all that stuff back.
Yeah, we left behind.
Yep.
What a waste. But anyway, it's not going to bode well for us if we continue in this endeavor. I just hope it can be resolved, but I don't think so.
Oh,
but
no.
We should not be involved.
There's only one way it's going to be resolved, and that's he who has the most beans and bullets is going to win it. That's it.
I mean,
that's all they know. They don't know anything else.
This is one of the type of entanglements the Founding Fathers had warned this country not to get involved in. We should not be there.
All right, hold that thought. Got to go. I will talk to you on Saturday, my friend.
All right, looking forward to it. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Make sure you go over there, catch that notebook, and see what is going on. Always a pleasure to be able to play it. I'll be back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Patrick Highland, Sports Zone quarterback. Coming up,
you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. A magnitude 6.1 and 7.0 earthquake rocked eastern Indonesia and the southern Philippines on Wednesday. At this time, there is no tsunami warning and no injuries were reported. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quakes occurred 94 miles northwest of Tobelo. That's between Australia and the Philippines. The U.S. economy continues to take a toll. Microsoft is planning to announce more layoffs as soon as this morning. Microsoft had more than one round of layoffs, but didn't announce how many positions it cut. The company announced the cuts that started in July affected less than 1% of the company's total workforce of roughly 200,000 people. Roughly 100 Ukrainian troops began Patriot missile training in Oklahoma on Tuesday. This after the military began expanding combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany on Sunday. Roughly 500 soldiers are at that location. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I jump on over there to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, talk a little sports here on the program, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out and try the 3-week quick start because it's been working for me for over 9 years. Relieffactor.com/captain. If you've got pain, if you've got arthritis, if you've got bursitis, if you've got swelling, if you've got inflammation, the Relief Factor product will definitely help you. And I would bet it would probably get rid of that for you. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's only $19.95 to start the 3-week quick start. And then away you go. Hasta la vista, baby. All right. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America.
Yep.
Yesterday, a little tennis talk, Captain. Rafael Nadal, he's 35-year-old tennis pro, 22 majors. He got knocked out in the second round yesterday. Something wasn't right there. He lost 6-4, 7-5 to McKenzie. McDonald, who's ranked 65th in the world, and obviously his health is still questionable. He's trying to go retain his title that he won last year there in Australia and get a 23rd major trophy unprecedented. So hopefully he'll get better. You know, tennis right around that 33, 34-year-old range now, that's when you start deteriorating, you know, all that wear and tear from serving and hitting and running, it catches up to you. Just the way our bodies Captain, Aaron Rodgers has not made any decisions yet on what he's going to do next year. So we'll see how that goes for him. Obviously, Tom Brady's last game was two nights ago, so we don't know what he's going to do with the Buccaneers. See if he comes back to the Bucs or goes somewhere else. But it'll be interesting to see where those two land, and also Derek Carr, who was released by the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, see, that opens up the rumor again, because the last few days of the season, the Raiders were hot to trot to get Brady.
That's it. Well, there was talk before he came here that Gronk and Brady were going to go out to the Oakland Raiders. So, but it never happened. So we'll see if it now occurs down there in Vegas. Also, Captain, the Tennessee Titans, okay, have hired Rand Carthon, will be the team's next general manager. Okay, they fired their general manager in December. We're looking to see which head coach is going to take over for that franchise. And, he's the son.
You're available.
I love it, Captain. Carthon is the son of former NFL running back Maurice Carthon, okay? And so a lot of people might remember him from the New York Giant days.
You and Bad Jeff, head coach. I could see it now.
Oh, man, that'd be second else, wouldn't it?
That'd be funny. That'd be worth the price of popcorn to watch.
We'd be going at it, that's for sure. That would be good stuff. So we will see what happens here in good old Carolina and Tennessee. I was curious to what they're going to do in the future. Also, the Cardinals, okay, they get a new general manager. Monty, we'll see if he can do the full Monty or Austin for it. And the team owner, Michael Bidwell, said that he and the agreed that the Cardinals need more accountability. Their head coach, he took a one-way trip to Thailand, I guess, to get his head together. So we'll see what happens with him and who they're going to hire. There'll be a lot of different head coaches this year, Captain, coming in from the league. Now, speaking of that, does Todd Bowles retain his job with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in your opinion?
I don't know. See, that's something that he's not an exciting coach. And I think you need to have a coach that rises the team to whatever occasion. You know, that's what I liked about Gruden. He could get excited, and he'd bring the team right up there with him.
Yes. Well,
I don't think Bowles can do that.
Yeah, a lot to be said for that. Okay. Now, here's another thing. People that were watching the game Monday night, Russell Gage, former great wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. He did a nice job for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year.
Got hurt.
He was cut off on the field, you know, and he had a concussion, and he was a little stunned there for a while. But he says he's doing great, and he's in great spirits, so I'm glad to hear that.
Is he doing better?
Yeah, he really is, thank God. So that was a pretty rough one. Up there for our friends in Chicago, Captain, and all around that, you know.
And a person who will remain nameless down at the end of the hall.
There you go. The Bears, they're so focused on us to get a new stadium. So we shall see what happens there and where they're going to build it. I know a lot of people don't want it to get too far outside of the Chicago city limits. They want to send it somewhere and say, well, then don't call them Chicago.
Now, wait a minute. I want to hold out here. Let's see. We won't let the Bears have a new stadium until the Tampa Bay Rays have theirs.
There you go. I like that idea. How about both build at the same time? Decide where they're going to put it back.
With the same builder going back and forth.
No, we don't want that one. No, don't do that. Don't wish that on us, Captain, please. That's funny. So, that's pretty much it in the way of sports, you know, up to date with what's going on. Obviously, you and I'll talk more Friday now that all the playoff picture is set. Can't wait to see who's going to pull it out this week. Are there going to be any, real surprises? The Jaguars will play the Chiefs. That'll be your...
Can the 49ers play the way they did last week again? I think they can.
They can't. They're really on fire. So, and then Saturday night, Captain, the Giants will play the Eagles.
Yeah, that's a game. That's a game. Woo-hoo.
You know, they're playing the Chiefs and the Eagles, both teams that had off weeks on Saturday. Interesting that they're doing that, but okay. And then the Bengals will take on the Bills at 3 p.m., okay, Sunday. And like you said, Captain, the final game is the Dallas Cowboys against San Francisco 49ers at 6:30.
Yeah.
Those four games. To me, it looks like all four home teams are going to win, but crazier things have happened. So
that's right.
Still from that, so that's how that works out. But, you know, when it comes to crazy things, Captain, you don't want to do that with your age. Also, the veterans out there, if you're needing any home health care, assisted living, independent living, the family members listening to your show, there's things out there for the veterans, and I can help you get them. We do have to do a lot of paperwork, but it's available to them. But you have to qualify for it also. So any veterans out there hurting, okay, that served during the Vietnam War or the Korean War, and their spouses, okay, you're entitled to get funds to help you with home health care, assisted living, and independent living, okay? And you might as well take advantage of it. Okay, you've earned it in more ways than one. Because freedom isn't free. And I just want to thank all our military people out there, the personnel for everything they do. We need to get them more help, Captain, when it comes to the PTSD. They've seen a lot. They've been through a lot. Okay, we've got to help them through it. Okay, these are men and women that have been through heck. And God bless them, and let's help them. And I want to help them. I want to help out everybody with their Medicare and their insurance needs. A lot of times you have to do things financially and trust your family members to do what's best for you. And I can assist you in that facet. My name is Patrick Hyland. I'm on with Matt Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Captain and I have been very good friends now for a lot of years. I helped him out. I can help you out also. He always talks highly of me, and I greatly appreciate it. Real simple. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. Again, I'll give you the number. It's 813-966-1052. Captain, always a pleasure. Great seeing you yesterday at Mission Barbecue.
Oh, yeah, everybody enjoyed it.
And it was good people, good times, and just guys that are trying to be a purposeful in life and do some good things.
Alrighty.
In the future. Take care, brother. God bless.
Talk to you on Friday, my friend. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, and we'll be right back with the insurance quarterback, the consumer quarterback, and that would be Brandon Rimes. Don't go anywhere.
Captain Matt Bruce, South of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Captain Matt Bruce, South of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
All right, thanks very much. And can't wait to get over there to the Lakewood Ranch Country Club today for lunch and then speak with the folks there, and I hope you're able to come if you're able to make it there. That's going to be a great event. A lot of great people that you probably know will be there. You'll make some new friends along the way, too, if you want to show up. And number two, I'm going to be going over to a high school classroom after that to speak to an American history class about America and about some things that I've experienced in my lifetime. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with the consumer quarterback, it's ConsumerQB.com, is brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They've been around forever, it seems like, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. Now, they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And what they do is they stand behind the installation, the on-site cleaning, the parts and repairs that they do, and if you happen to be military or a first responder, you could earn a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 for more about that. That's 941 972-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us on the telephone line, we have got the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
You know, I'm not sure where the housing market stands at the present time. I guess it all depends on the part of the country that you're in. Is that kind of the way it's working right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Real estate is very local. Each kind of area is going to have its different market dynamics, absorption rates, and inventory levels. But as a whole, speaking, you know, generally across the country, there is still a low inventory effect. So that's kind of the saving grace for folks. It's keeping it a little bit more of a balanced market. But most areas, it's still a little bit on the seller's side. It's still a seller's market. Especially, you know, here in the Tampa Bay area where we're based at, it's a 1.5 month supply of inventory. So still low inventory here in Tampa Bay and most parts of the country.
Well, good deal. Now, we've had a lot of storms, so we're going to have a lot of building coming back, a lot of destruction with tornadoes and floods and whatnot. What does that usually do to the local areas that it's in? Does it raise the property values, or do they stay the same?
Well, I think when you have new construction builds, it will elevate and it will increase, property values, because those properties are going to be built to modern codes, and they're going to be built probably in a nicer, manner in most cases, you know, generally speaking. So, yeah, you know, especially our folks to the south, all of our friends down in southwest Florida and those areas that got hit by Ian, we expect a lot of new construction, a lot of new roofs being put on. And, some of our expert contributors through the Consumer Quarterback Show have kind of told us, you know, what they're seeing down there. And, you know, still a lot of work to be done. And that's a general effect, that it's going to raise the property value for some of the other areas because of the newer construction.
Now, you were a college athlete, right?
Yes, sir. South Florida Bulls.
Do you remember what the significance of today's date is?
I do not.
Back in 1896, I just saw this, so that's why I'm going to read this. Back in 1896, the first college basketball game was played when students from the University of Iowa invited the University of Chicago for an experimental game in Iowa. Chicago won that game 15-12.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's very interesting.
That's your sports trivia for the day.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. I did not know it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's interesting to see. And it's fun to see some of those old football games, too, the, you know, Harvard or Yale or whichever, you know, folks were playing football first. It's, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, how far the game's evolved. And then you see these guys, you know, Tom Brady and others just, you know, throwing like these back shoulder fades, fade routes where the receiver is actually expecting the ball to be underthrown and they turn around at the last second and catch that ball on their back shoulder. It's just amazing to see how things evolve over the years.
Would it surprise you, since you are a football player as well as you follow the local teams and whatnot, would it surprise you if Tom Brady winds up in Las Vegas because David Carr just got released?
You know, Las Vegas would be probably a fun place for him to be. And then I would think Miami would be a good place as well, because they've got a pretty solid team and they're lacking that quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Especially today's NFL, much more than, you know, back in the 80s or 90s where you could kind of plug and play a need, and, you know, the owners had the money to entice people down to those places. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Maybe he comes back for a year or two.
Now, from a living standpoint, there's a lot of places to live in Miami. However, take your wallet with you.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be more expensive, but those guys will definitely be okay. Now, for the average person, what I feel for the middle class and the load of middle income earners right now, especially if they're renting, the rents are the highest they've been in years, in decades, and they are sticky, meaning that once the rents go up, they very seldom will come back down.
Right.
So I'd love to talk to people about a rent versus own analysis, and we can help you throughout the entire country and throughout the world through our Keller Williams organization. We've got great agents across the country, over 200,000 agents worldwide. And if you're not in Florida or our listening audience area, here locally in Tampa Bay, we can help you, refer an agent in another state. So whatever state you're in. So if you're renting especially, we can do a rent versus own analysis and kind of break down the numbers, show you what you could own for instead of, paying your landlord's rent for him, mortgage for him through your rental payments and, to build a better legacy for your family and be a homeowner versus a renter. I think that's a huge
As a
way
consumer
to-
quarterback, though, there's a lot of people getting burnt by some of this stuff, is there not?
Well, yeah, there's going to be scams all over the place. So you've got to be diligent and careful about, different scams that are out there. Some people make a real estate listing look like it's a rental, and they'll ask you to mail out the cashier's check. So be careful with.
And I got a question for you. I keep getting that email, and I've turned it into the police several times. I keep getting that email from somebody saying, "Well, we have a person that wants to buy your place, and they've got a check, and it's all ready for you, and this and the other." No.
Yeah, there's so many different scams like that, and there's a lot of wire fraud out there. And, you've got to be diligent, and you've got to call before you send a wire. And, definitely that's why you want to work with a professional realtor. We're full-time realtors. This is what we do every day and have done for the past 20 years. So, work with somebody that's been in the business, and we can definitely help you.
So, your website is consumerqb.com, correct?
Yep, consumerqb.com, and I'm at 813-917-1894. You can reach me directly at 813-917-1894. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you a lot there, Brandon. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.
All righty, yes, sir.
All righty, that's Brandon Rimesy, consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com. Go over there, check him out. And he's helped a lot of people with a lot of things. There's a lot of craziness going on in this world out there, folks. And when it comes to real estate and comes to buying property and whatnot, I'm not exaggerating. Somebody keeps calling me up or sending me texts saying that we have a buyer for your property and they have a purchase and a cashier, and all that stuff. I'm not even selling my property. So you got to be careful. You've got to be careful. Get yourself roped into something that you hadn't planned on. And it's too easy to have that happen by clicking the wrong button, Well, just follow this link. Well, all you got to do is follow the link and boom, you don't even know what you're getting yourself into. So my suggestion is don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't click on the link. Don't answer the call. None of that. Just don't do it. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means that I'm going to have to boot scoot boogie out the door. One more time here on where I'm going to be today at lunchtime.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you guys down there in Lakewood Ranch today. Have a great day. I'll be on the radio again tonight. God bless.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.